WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. I know, it's another day in the digital whirlwind where our screens seem glued to our hands 24/7. But trust me, tonight we're diving into something super important. Why shutting down those glowing rectangles before bed is like hitting the snooze button on a better night's sleep. Ever felt that creeping anxiety as you scroll through social media right before bedtime? Or maybe you've noticed waking up groggy and unrested even after what seemed like enough sleep? Well, I'm here to tell you, those screens might be playing a bigger role than you think. We're talking about the blue light they emit, disrupting your natural sleep-wake cycle and essentially tricking your brain into thinking it's still daytime. So, let's unpack this whole disconnect before bed thing. It's not just about being more mindful, it's about rewiring your brain for better sleep. Here are 5 key takeaways that might change the way you think about bedtime forever. First off, that blue light from your phone, laptop, and even your smart TV messes with melatonin production, the hormone that tells your body it's time to hit the hay. When those screens keep glowing, melatonin levels stay low, making it harder for you to drift off. Think of it like this. Blue light is basically telling your brain, hey, there's still a party happening out here, let's stay up and celebrate. Second, scrolling through social media before bed can seriously ramp up the stress hormone, keeping you wired and alert when what you really need is to chill out. Remember that feeling of anxiety after a particularly intense day on the internet. Yeah, your body doesn't forget that. Third, even if you don't consciously feel it, constant screen time before bed can overstimulate your brain. It's like trying to wind down with a high-octane action movie instead of a calming documentary. You need that quiet mental space to prepare for sleep. Fourth, and this is a big one, disconnecting from screens gives you the opportunity to reconnect with yourself. Think about it, when was the last time you truly just sat in silence? Without those notifications pinging and the endless scroll keeping your attention occupied. That quiet time allows your mind to wander, process the day, and settle into a peaceful state. Finally, remember this. Better sleep equals better living. When you get enough shut-eye, you wake up feeling more energized, focused, and ready to tackle the day. Think of it as an investment in yourself, a gift that keeps on giving. Now, let me tell you a story about Sarah. Sarah used to be glued to her phone right up until bedtime, scrolling through endless feeds and catching up with friends online. She'd lie awake for hours, tossing and turning, but always blaming it on stress or a busy schedule. Then she decided to try something different. She started putting her phone away an hour before bed and replaced screen time with a calming ritual of reading, journaling, or taking a warm bath. Guess what? She felt the difference almost immediately. She fell asleep easier, slept deeper, and woke up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the world. So, there you have it, 5 powerful reasons why disconnecting from screens before bed is essential for getting that good night's sleep you deserve. It's about creating a calming bedtime routine that signals to your body and mind that it's time to unwind and recharge. Remember, it's all about making small changes that add up to big results. Start by putting your phone on Do Not Disturb an hour before bed, dim the lights in your bedroom, and replace screen time with something relaxing like reading a book or taking a warm bath. Trust me, your body and mind will thank you for it. So, my friends, take this advice to heart, disconnect from those screens, and get ready to experience the power of a truly restful night's sleep. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a reminder about the importance of screen-free evenings. And if you have any tips or tricks for disconnecting before bed, let me know in the comments below. Until next time, keep calm and sleep well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.